FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's been a major development in the Listeriosis class action case against Tiger Brands. The company has made a settlement offer to some of the victims who fell ill after they ate processed meat products. They've also made an offer to families who've lost relatives. 820 people fell sick and 218 lost their lives after contracting the bacterial infection in 2017. While the offer covers proven damages, Tiger Brands isn't admitting liability, with a court case still in its early stages. The Department of Health has welcomed the move. Spokesperson Foster Mohale, says the NICD is in the process of helping victims by supplying medical records to support the process.
The Department of Health is also appealing to those with enough evidence suggesting a causal link between the outbreak of listeriosis and the loss of their loved ones to come forward so that their clinical records can be accessed for assessment.
Public Works in KZN is cracking down on poor performance, warning contractors that they will be blacklisted for shoddy work. Speaking at a press briefing in Durban this morning, MEC Martin Mayer says 7 contractors have been identified and will be blacklisted soon. It means there will be a 10-year restriction on them for doing business with the state. Mayer says some have grown too comfortable delivering substandard work.
This has created a legacy of undesirable projects, many of which end up costing a lot more than they should because a new contractor has to be brought in to complete the job of the first contractor. The end result is that we lose money and credibility.
And the organization Undoing Tax Abuse says the driving license crisis is far from over, despite the repair of the card printing machine. The organization warns the 27-year-old machine is outdated, prone to frequent breakdowns, and lacks modern security features. Outer's Stephanie Fick says the latest 4-month-long breakdown left a backlog of over 740,000 cards.
We want a new machine to be procured, but that tender process must be transparent and legally compliant. We also want the validity period of license cards to be doubled to 10 years.
And abroad, Hamas says it will release an Israeli soldier who holds American citizenship. 21-year-old Eden Alexander will be freed as part of ongoing efforts to achieve a permanent ceasefire with Israel. It's seen as a goodwill gesture towards the Trump administration as the U.S. president prepares to visit the Middle East. Journalist and analyst Abdulrahman Al-Rashid says he'll make a difference.
Dealing with Trump is just, it's easier. He's a straightforward president. You can deal with him directly. He likes you. He will deal with you. He wants something. He'll say it's to your face. Kind of circles, you go into circles before you reach a point. You want to deal with someone, deal with them directly. And I think this is what we need in the Middle East.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 23. Richards Bay, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Virat Kohli has called time on his Test cricket career. Orlando Pirates grant Jose Riviero an early release on his contract. And Ruben Amorim says that he'll leave United if their poor league form continues next season.